keep calm and trust the science. An extraordinary year in the life of an immunologist. Written by Luke O'Neill and read by Ruairi Conaghan. At the beginning of 2020, things were looking really good for me. I'd been a research scientist from 1985, when I did a research project on Crohn's disease. I then trained as a scientist in the UK, continuing to work on inflammatory diseases, moving into rheumatoid arthritis. Finally, I established my own lab in Trinity College Dublin, and with my team made some interesting discoveries about the immune system and how it goes wrong in various diseases. I'd published lots of papers, and even won some awards, including becoming a fellow of the Royal Society in the UK. Having FRS after your name makes you something of a Jedi Knight, although as one friend told me at the time, it stands for former research scientist. So the science was going well, and that had allowed me to do other things that give me great satisfaction and pleasure, communicating science and turning scientific discovery into new treatments for patients. I became an academic because I liked teaching. I'd been doing that for the general public too. I'd had a weekly slot with Pat Kenny on News Talk Radio for a few years. I had written two columns for the Sunday Independent, with the promise of more to come. I had done a bit of TV, including making a documentary on RTE about the Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger. He had worked in Dublin and given his famous What is Life lectures in 1943, which sparked the revolution in biology that led to the structure of DNA being solved, explaining how genetics works. I'd loved all that. In December 2019, I'd been asked to help with a primetime item on synthetic meat and had almost finished writing my second science book for a lay audience named, to my great joy, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Science. I'd already published Humanology, about the science of being human, and a science book for children called The Great Irish Science Book, both of which had done well. I'd grown to love all of it. The radio, a bit of TV and the books, because I want to communicate science to as many as I can reach. In early 2020, we were also making advances with new medicines, begun in my lab, for patients with serious diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The company I had co-founded, Inflazome, was attracting interest from a couple of big pharmaceuticals, and I thought it possible that one might offer to buy us. This was a special thrill. Even though I had published lots of papers, I wanted my discoveries to ultimately help patients, and that was becoming an increasing possibility. I'd failed in that before with a company called Opsona, so there were no guarantees, but it was looking more and more likely. All of this is what I thought I would be doing with my science in 2020, generating data, benefiting patients, and hopefully having fun along the way. It was going to be a special year. I was also becoming aware of a new coronavirus, and so I decided to keep a diary, something I hadn't done since I was a teenager. Every night, usually well after midnight, like a 21st century Samuel Pepys, I would record what had happened during the day. When everyone else was in bed asleep, I'd be working. Yet I never imagined that, like Pepys, I'd be writing about a plague.